Dozens of nations, spearheaded by island nation Vanuatu, say they will seek an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on countries' legal obligations to protect people who suffer from the impacts of climate change. Antigua and Barbuda's Environment Minister, Molwyn Joseph, who's spoken on behalf of small island states, says the AOSIS group will benefit greatly from this initiative, saying the moment of this advisory legal opinion is now, while Vanuatu's Ralph Regenvavu welcomed the growing coalition of nations in support of the move. Many small island states have concerns about an EU proposal on loss and damage funding for countries vulnerable to climate change, made late Thursday at the talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.